The sponsor for this podcast is Under Armour. Under Armour has comfortable shoes and clothes that can be worn for physical activity or everyday activities. Hi, welcome audience. I will be your host, Savannah Torello, and the topic that will be discussed today will be about Emperor Nero of Rome. Nero was Emperor of Rome between 37 AD to 68 AD. He is known as a horrible person and emperor. Some aspects that made Nero known today are how he was connected to the Great Fire of Rome, how his family life was like, and the end of Nero's life was like. Aspect 1, Nero and the Great Fire of Rome. On June 19th, 64 AD, the Circus Maximus broke out into a fire, and it spread quickly throughout the city due to high winds and the narrow streets of the city. It burned for 9 days, and 3 of Rome's 14 districts were destroyed, while the others were only destroyed a little bit. It was one of the worst natural disasters that had happened in Rome. Question 1. Why was Nero blamed for the fire of Rome? Nero was blamed for the fire of Rome after people allegedly heard Nero singing from the Greek epic The Sack of Ilum in a theater. After the fire, Nero helped sending food and resources for the people, but that was it, even though he was emperor. He should have done more. When rumors started to spread that he had started the fire, he had pointed his finger at the Christians and blamed them for starting it, so the attention would be off him. Where the buildings had burned down, Nero decided to build his huge palace where he could live. It took spots of people's home, and it took up space that didn't even need the palace. It was just for himself. This is why people started to blame him for it. He barely helped when they needed it the most, and he built his palace that he didn't need it. Aspect 2, Nero's family. Claudius. Claudius was Nero's uncle who adopted him after his father left the picture. Nero's mother forced Claudius to adopt Nero as his own so he could become his successor. After Claudius died due to unknown reason, rumor has it Nero poisoned him to get to the throne. Nero married Octavia. Agrippina. Agrippina was Nero's mother, who was as cruel as her son. She really wanted one of her sons to become emperor of Rome. Agrippina killed people just to get her son to the top and would not fade into the background when Nero became emperor. Nero did not like this and went to kill her. At first, he created an elaborate machine that hung over her bed to drop a rock on her and kill her in her sleep. It ended up not working, so he designed a boat that would collapse and sink. But when it sank, Agrippina swam away to safety. In the end, Nero did the simplest thing and had her stabbed to death. Claudia, Octavia, and Papina Sabina. Octavia was the daughter of Claudius and was the daughter of his former wife. Her and Nero married because his mother wanted her to. Nero got into an affair with Papania when she was pregnant. Nero exiled Octavia for adultery and sent someone to kill her so he could marry Papania. Nero and Papania had a rough relationship, and she ended up dying after her and Nero got into a fight, kicked her in the stomach, killing her and the baby. Britannicus was Nero's stepbrother, who was Claudius' legitimate son who had taken the throne. Nero poisoned him at a dinner party, and he died so Nero could get the throne. After this, Abergynia knew Nero was going to kill her next. Aspect 3, the end of Nero's life. Question 1. What was the end of Nero's life like? After Nero's 13-year reign, he was declared a public enemy. Everything he had done, built up, was knocked down. He tried to attempt suicide in his own house, and failed, so he got help to do it. He died at age 30, 68 AD. His death ended the Julio-Claudian dynasty. Question 2. How did the people react? The people were overjoyed when he finally died. He had burned their city and emptied the city's treasury. A quote from historian Suetonius says, "Citizens ran through the streets, wearing caps of liberty as though they were freed slaves. His death helped rebuild the city." Nero shaped Rome by his terrible ways. He was self-indulgent, cruel, and violent, as well as a cross-dresser exhibitionist. He brought Rome down with him and made the treasury run dry with his play palace. He may or may not have burned the city, part of the city. He had no care for the people, and they hated him. I used websites for this podcast, and they were good sources because some of them had the same information, which proves it is true. Thank you for listening to this podcast about Nero, and thank you for our sponsor, Under Armour, for the sponsorship. Go and buy their shoes and clothing.